morning, good morning. Okay, today we're going to have a conclusion on Guf and Chalukah is by Balei Chaim, which is a topic we didn't get into yet at all. Till now we were talking about Guf and Chalukah is by Adam, primarily. And we'll just go through quickly this mission of Avraham Adulduh. First, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Akiva v'oid shaloi, Rabbi Akiva v'ever medulduh b'behema mahu. He wanted to know if a ever medulduh is makabel tumah. You know, ever menachai is makabel tumah. So he wanted to know if the ever ever hamedulduh is like ever menachai. Ever menachai is like a piece of nevela. So he wanted to know if also Avraham Adulduh was like an avail. So they told him, Lo shamanu al shamanu amadulduh ba'odam shuto v'kacho yimuke yishchin b'Yushalayim. This is what the muke yishchin used to do in Yushalayim. Hoylech le'erav Pesach etzel ha'roifei v'choyt chayat shemegir by kis'ara. The muke yishchin had limbs that were very fragile and they would just fall off. And they didn't want to incur... It's a shailin to Rishonim what their issue was. Some Rishonim learned it was a question of tumah. Rashi rejects that way. They didn't want to have a problem when they go to bring the Korban Pesach that they've armed. These fragile limbs will come off. So they want to get rid of the limbs. On the other hand, they didn't want to become tumah. And they didn't want the surgeon to become tumah. So what did they do? They left the Avraham Adulduh, basically. Choyt chayat shemegia kis'ara. They would cut the limb and leave a little strand of a connection, like a sa'ara, and then toichvoi besira, they would put it against a, like a thorn, something that would grasp the limb, and then nimshach mimenu, and then they would pull off the limb in that way, so that they have no contact with the limb after it's disconnected. V'haloi sepischoi, v'haloifoi sepischoi, that way both the patient and the doctor are still toho. Kamini says this is a kavuchim, meaning Odom is much more susceptible to tumah than a balchai. A balchai is not makabel tumah mechayim, and Odom is yeh makabel tumah mechayim. So if even by an Odom, Avraham Adulduh is not metame, kol shekein by behemah is not metame. And basically, the Gemara just discusses, the Gemara brings a Mishnah where we see that when you pull something away, two things apart, we consider like they touched at the time of the Prisha. So why don't we say at the same moment, like Gita V'yad Baron Kach, so the Gemara makes an Ukimta, Benitozen B'chol Kach. The Gemara basically says that's how they did the limb, they grasped the limb. And they pulled it this way, so that there should be no contact with the limb, pishas, when the limb is being pulled off. That's the Gemara. So the, we're going to focus today mainly on Guf, and I just want to bring out one issue with this Mishnah, which is primarily a Tumah V'Tahara Mishnah. L'chorin is a major problem, and I saw Rav Rosen, the Nezer HaKodesh, Zechat Tzadik L'Vrocha, in his Sefer here on Krisus, he asks a question, it's an obvious question, that the Gemara in Chulin discusses about Shechita Ois and Nipul. The Gemara in Chulin has a precise shaila about shechting an animal that has dangling limbs. And the shaila is, does the Shechita matter those limbs? It's the whole sugya in Chulin where the Uber sticks his hand out, sticks a limb out of the womb before Shechita. In that same sugya, the Gemara discusses about Shechita Ois and Nipul. And the conclusion is that Ein Shechita Ois and Nipul, which basically means that when you shecht the animal, all the Evorim that are dangling are mutter, become nitter with the Shechita, become nitaher with the Shechita. So that clearly proves that there is no din of Tumah by an Evor Meduldal. So what was Rabbi Akiva's Shaila? Remember, what was Rabbi Akiva's Shaila? And why did they have to go bring a raya from Odom with the Maisa, with the Saroifa, with the doctors? The Gemara in Chulin learns out of a Pasuk. Chayipo, whatever the Gemara brings, a drosha. The Gemara in Chulin brings a drosha, where we learn out that when you shecht an animal, everything becomes mutter. The whole animal becomes mutter, including the limbs that are dangling. So basically you see that those limbs are not an availer. And that's the whole sugi there. That's the question that the Nezah Kodesh here in our sugi asks. Well, not if you already have a pasuk, you don't need a kavu chaymer from Adam. You see, really the whole Gemara here is a plea. Because the Imam is going like this. Mitosis asks, and how did Tudus Aroife know that that was okay by Eva Medulgul by Adam? How do we know anything? No, that's Adam. Adam actually has no pasuk at all. Really, if you want to make a binyan av, your binyan av should be Behema. Because Behema, we actually have a pasuk that Eva Medulgul is Torah. There's not an avail. So if you're looking for sources, so basically, Rabbi Akiva asked from Gamliel Shaila on something which is Beferish, which Rabbi Akiva is, if anybody knew his droshes, it's Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva is asking Rabbi Gamliel something which is a Beferish droshe, and he's answering him from a case of Tudus Aroifa, Amai Serav with Tudus Aroifa, which that alone is not clear. How did they know that? How did Tudus Aroifa know that? Where'd they learn that from? So the Nezer HaKodesh in our sugi struggles with this. He says, "V'hine t'mohani tuva, haloi nilmad min ha-toira, b'chulin dafayin dalet, d'shchito eino oisin nipo." Which basically means that when you shecht the animal, all the evorim, including the dangling ones, become permitted. He says, if that's the case, v'ayin shom omer rovim ino hamil sedom rabbonon miso esenipol shchita en esenipol d'chsivach asher yipol olav mevur d'shchito materes lo eso yever ba'achilo min ha-toira. It's only mit rabbonon that you're not supposed to eat the eva meduldul before shchita. But with the raisa, the shechita works completely. You can even eat the eva. Forgetting anything else, you can eat the eva. That's his problem. That's the... So he really schwitzes it a lot with this. He wants to say maybe a dover rochak, maybe Rebbe Kiva held like the other Tana, shalei alibi de hilchasa. But it's very, very difficult. So this is kasha. I also saw years ago, I don't have access to it right now, the sefer, but... The Imre Shefer, written by Rav Shlomo Klugel, he asked this kash as well. He says he doesn't understand what's going on. And like I said, to make the kash even stronger is the fact that if, like Rav Daniel said, if we had a good mocker in Mimela, we don't even have a good mocker. We're going to Odom, and Odom doesn't have a mocker. Odom itself doesn't have a mocker. You have to schwitz for a mocker by Odom. Here we have a black and white drosha, that when you do shechita, everything becomes mutter. So there's got to be a simple mahalach here. So the approach that I would take to answer this kasha would be really in a whole different approach, completely. And that is really debating his whole assumption. He's taking an assumption, and Ezer HaKodesh and Shlomo Kluge are both taking the assumption that if we see that Shechita, after that Shechita is Eino Esenipo, which the way the Gemara learns that means that when you do Shechita, so the Eivor HaMedudel Midaraisa becomes permitted, Bachila, everything. So you see from there that there's no Din Tumas Nevela. So I wanted to be more that is Lav Dafka, so simple. Maybe not a stira. It really all depends how you learn Shechita. See, if you learn Shechita, which is the way some do, basically, there are two ways for an animal to die. An animal could die of natural causes, then it's an Avela. Or an animal could die through the process of Shechita, and then it's not an Avela. And that's it. That's very simple. And that's clearly the way he's learning, and the way of Shlomo Kluge is learning. And they're saying, therefore, if you see that Shechita helps for the Eivor HaMedudel, that it's permitted, that is a raya that the Eivor HaMedudel is not an Avela. Because if it would already be an Avela, it would be too late for Shechita to change the status. That's the whole point here. The whole point is that our Gemara should have brought a raya, our sugya should have brought a raya from the fact that we see that the Eivor HaMedudel b'behema is mutar b'shechita. That's the concept. But let's say we readjust that. And we say, no, it doesn't work that way. Shechita really is a matir. There's a din that Shechita takes away Yisurim. It takes away the Yisur Eivor Menachai, takes away the Yisur of Nevela, it takes away the Yisur of Enizivu. Shechita is a matir. If you learn that Shechita is a matir, it would not be a contradiction, technically, to say that there's a Gzeres HaKosov, that so long that the limb is connected to the animal, and there's any form of life connecting it to the animal, the Shechita is miyaches to that Eivor as well. So now it removes the Isser that was there. Shechita is not just again, he's learning clearly that it's not that way. Shechita is just but I want to prove this to you. See, we have here a very difficult sugya, famous Rambam. The Rambam brings down that if a person shechts an animal, and the Rambam seems to be very clear that the Shechita does two things. There's one thing that the pashtus you learn, like I said, definitely elementary level, we would say Shechita is an occurrence. It's the way the animal died. It died through Shechita. And if an animal dies through Shechita, so then it has these halachas. And if it doesn't die through Shechita, it has another set of halachas. But the Rambam actually breaks it up. The Rambam says, L'moshel, a goy can't shecht. That we know, a goy is possible to shecht. And if a goy shechts an animal, it's possible with the reisen. It's not stammer, it's possible with the reisen. And if you eat it, you chayef, feed like eating an animal that wasn't shechted. So the Rambam comes here in Mishnah Torah, and the Rambam says the following halacha. The Rambam says, let me just pull up the Rambam for you. Shechita asnochri. This is, by the way, in Perek Beis, always hatume. Shechita asnochri einoi mitame ela midivrei sofer. Because the Mishnah in Chulin seems to say that if a goy shechts an animal, it's no different than if the animal got shot. There's no difference. There was no shechit. A goy is possible to shecht. So that's it. It's a pure nevela. But the Rambam says like that, and the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says that the shechit zakum is also umetamik in nevela. That's what the Mishnah says. But the Rambam comes and says that metamik in nevela is only midrabbonim. Midrash, it's not matamik in nevela. Yeah, okay. No, the poshness is because physically there was a shechita done. But it's no different than if it would have been an avela. Okay. Comes the Rambam, He says, Shkita asnochri ene metame ele midivrei sefer. So now the Rambam comes to explain himself. He says, but I'm agreeing that if you would eat it, you'd be over the same issa that you'd be over for eating nevela. So how can I break it up? How can I say, well, on the one hand, a shechita did happen. On the other hand, a shechita didn't happen, especially if you learn that shechita is an occurrence. It's the way an animal dies. Either it died through shechita or it died through natural causes. So how could we take this animal and say, well, lagabi tuma, it died this way, and lagabi this. Now again, if we learn shechita is a matir, then at least conceptually, there could be a matter for tuma, and there could be a matter for achila. And it could be that a goy only has one of them. Again, that is only if we accept that shechita is a matir. If we look at shechita as an occurrence, then either it died naturally or it died through shechita. The other ramifications are just outcomes of the way, the event, of what happened. So it would be, it wouldn't be dividable. So the Rambam comes and says, Avarai is the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Vim toimale asura b'achilut v'atoyra. The Rambam says, don't think that I'm going to come here and tell you that if a goy shechts an animal with a raisa, you could eat it. He says, no, it doesn't matter, he says. Loi kol ha'osur ba'achila metame, says the Rambam. They don't go arm in arm. Not everything that's also ba'achila is mekabel tumah. Now listen to the Rambam. He says, sharei trefa. What about an animal that has a tamfus about it? Has a punctured lung? Says the Rambam, harei ene metame. It's not metame. If you shecht it. Where the Gemara says that if you shecht the treif, it's torah. Says the Rambam, the same thing. Mama is Mama Chappelle. I mean, it's Marafa Sigal. The Rambam reads like he's saying, Ashrei Yoshe Nesecha. The Rambam is a plea. Let's analyze it. A treif you can't eat because it's a treif. Not because of a problem with the shechita. The shechita is beautiful. You got a fantastic shechita. There's nothing wrong with the shechita. The animal has another condition. It's like if the animal was evil, it was bosa b'cholov. Yeah. There is, by the way, a pischa tshuva that has a shayla if you can have bosa b'cholov mechayim. Daniel remembers because this was on your beginning, your day, many years ago. If a chicken flies into a boiling pot, the pischa tshuva brings such a story. Chicken flies into a pot and then flies out. Now you shech the chicken. Is the chicken also al-bosa? Now, would anybody say for a moment that there's something missing with the shechita? Of course not. The shechita is a regular shechita. It has another condition. So what's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam comes with a milestone chiddush, and he says, and don't be surprised at what I'm saying. It's simple. Look at a treifa. A treifa is not metame, right? It's not metame. And yet, it's also b'achila m'daraisa. It's also b'achila because it's a treifa. U'bosto b'asode treifa lo yisrechelo. This is a mamash marafi sigur. No, everybody agrees that while it's alive, it's not makabel tumas nevela. On that, there's no debate. It's alive. Right now, it's alive. Everybody agrees. It's alive. But still, the Rambam, so the whole Rambam is a plea because the Torah never said one word, by the way, that you can't shech the treifa. The Torah just said you can't eat a treifa. Just like the Torah said you can't eat basa b'cholav. And just like the Torah said you can't eat chelav. Let me ask you a different shayla. Is chelav matame? Is chelav matame? Of course not. You shecht an animal. Is the gira nosha metame? Of course not. What do you mean? Ah, you can't eat it? You can't eat it because it's a chalev. So what is the Rambam talking about? The Rambam says, well, I hold that if a goy shechts an animal, it's still tor. And the Rambam says, I'll prove it to you. You're going to ask me, ah, it's also b'achila? Yeah, it's also b'achila because it lacks in the shechita. I'll bring you a raya from treifa. So there's a fascinating Briska Rav. Just bring it out here, the Briska Rav. The Brisker Rav brings down from Reb Chaim an unbelievable chiddush. But again, it only works. He says like this, he says, this is Reb Chaim. The Mevur Barambam. The Trefa Einei Rak Isur Atzmi Kamoi Chelev Adam. If a Trefa would only be like Chelev or Dam, then the Rambam makes no sense. Elo, says Reb Chaim. Bal Chai Shehu Trefa Ein Lo Heter Shchite. There's no Heter Shchite. Shchite doesn't work by it. Shchita doesn't work. There's no heter shchita. However, there's a heter shchita for nevela, because it's not dead. For nevela, it's okay. Because why? Because if the Torah would have said boso baso de treife chvei something else tomehu, then ain't a chami. The Torah just said boso baso de treife lo isechelu. The way Reb Chaim learns, shchita is a pure matir. It's a matir. It takes off Yisurim, Shchit. It's not an occurrence that based on the occurrence, certain things don't happen. It's a matir. And you could differentiate and you could say, well, it's matir b'achila. Well, it's only... So when the Torah said that a bosa basada trefi you can't eat, the way Reb Chaim understands that is, it doesn't have a heter shchit. If you shecht it, it doesn't work. So we'll come out according to Reb Chaim. If a guy eats a trefa, not only is he over the lav of eating a trefa, he's over an isser of eating a non-shechted animal. Because as far as what pertains to the heter achila, the shechita doesn't work. Shechita is a selective matir. It's matir. And by trefa, it's not a matir.
It's still not an avela.
But it's not an avela because shechita also is matir tuma. And that the Torah never said that the shechita is not matir the tumah. That's now we understand the Rambam. Comes the Rambam and he says, "Oh, if so, so when the Torah said that you can't eat from zivchei meisim, you can't eat from a goy shechita, all the Torah was saying is it doesn't have the matir of achila, but the matir of tumah it does have." Fascinating. It's almost fascinating. Now this is something to go very in depth. It's not really we're not learning now hilcha shechita to go into this, but I'm bringing it in what's negeya to our sugya. If we learn like this, then we could take the whole flaw of the question out. Because the whole question is based on the fact that shechita is a way an animal dies, and if the animal died in this way, it doesn't turn into an avel. Then you have a good question. If something already had a shame nevela, a tumas nevela from before, so it's too late to reverse the condition. But if we learn that shechita is a matir, so then it's, again, I'm not saying it has to be, but it's plausible. It's plausible that you have a limb that's dangling, that right now has an isur nevela, or isur eivah min achai, and after you shecht it, because it had a chias connected to the animal, the shechita was a matir. Took away the tumah. Because that's what shechita always does. It's a matir. Ah, it's doing more than a regular shechita is doing. That's true. A regular shechita is just stopping the issur nevela from being chal, and this one is reversing it. It's true. But it's not impossible to understand that. If you learn that shechita is an occurrence, then it's impossible to understand it. It's an occurrence. It's too late now. But if you learn that the shechita is a matir, so that's why I think it's loy niflesi, for loy rechoykehi, to say that at least this was Rabbi Kiva's shaila. Rabbi Kiva knew that if you shecht an animal, it has a way to be matir the iser aver from the aver meduldum. And it's matir that aver. He still had a shaila. Before that, what is the status of that aver? That's all. So that's what I think would be the most, there's other ways to learn, but I feel that would be the most simple approach. Okay. He had another shaila. Hasheichet heiz vochim bachutz be'elam achas. Mahu. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Is he chayiv on each one? Or chayiv achas al kulam? So here's where we're introducing the concept of guf and chalukah, the possibility of guf and chalukah is by non-people. Till now we were talking about people, right? Till now, at least by Chatas, I mean, we spoke by Yosef as Benoy briefly for Malkus, but we're talking about guf and chalukah was always lagabi people. If somebody's born, hey noshim nidois, yichayev a separate Chatas for each one. Now we come with a new concept called chilukei gufim by animals. So the guy shechted heis vochen b'chutz behel machas. Mau. So we're talking about shchutei chutz. Chai v'achas al kulon. Chai v'akol achas v'achas e'achas al kulon. Omu lo'i lo'i shema. We never heard what will be the halach here. However, Om Rabbi Yeshua comes and he says, I have a raya. My raya is as follows. Shamati ba'oichel mizevach echod mehitam chuyin be'elam achas she'uchayim al kol achas v'achas mishum hila. V'roya ani she'adavorim kal v'chayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, I have a raya from somebody who eats a korban in different dishes. One roasted, one cooked, prepared differently or separately. Because it was cooked differently. He says, if you chayiv, even if it's cooked differently, kol shekein you chayiv if it's coming from separate animals. Omer Avshimin, loy kach shali. That wouldn't make sense because one is a case of shechita, one is a case of achila. Loy kach shali, rabbi kibel, abo oichel noisim mi heiz vochim. Be'elamachas. Somebody eats noiser from five different korbonas in one forgetting. Chayiv achas al kulon like every helamachas. Oy chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Omu loy loy shamanu. This we never heard. However, he says, Om Rabbi Yeshua shamati bo'ichel mizevach echot behitam chuyin be'elamachas shu chayiv al kol achas v'achas mishamihila. V'roy ani ishagvarim kal v'chayim. It's a kavuchaymer. We'll see what the kavuchaymer is. Amalei Rebbe Kiva, im halacha nekabel. If it's a halacha that you're saying, I'll accept it. V'im ledin yesh tshuva. But if you're telling me just a svar with a kavuchaymer, I could knock it off. Amalei Yoshev, answer it. Amalei Avaloi, im hamrit b'mehila. Mehila is different. She'osa bo yasamachil ko'echel, v'yasamahane kenene. Tzirif es hamil zman meruba. Toima benoiz v'shem b'achas mikolel. So he brought in, Rabbi Akiva brought in three unique things about Me'ila, and he felt that these three things separated so that you can't learn from Me'ila. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to learn from Me'ila. Just like you see by Me'ila, if you eat from one korb in five different dishes, you chaya for each one separately. Kol shekein if you had from five different animals. Noiser. So Rabbi Akiva told him, no. Me'ila has a chumrah. Number one, me'ila has a chumrah because mehane kenene and machel ko'echel, which basically means we learned about this barichas and mesechas me'ila. If you give somebody else, you feed somebody else, you chayev. That's number one. Number one, number two. And number three, mitzaref. Which means we had early, in order to be chayev by achila, you have to have all of the kazayas b'chtei achilas pras, and by me'ila you could have a half a pruta worth today, and you could have a half a pruta in 10 years, and you're still chayev at the end of the day. You're still chayev. So Rabbi Akiva therefore says you don't have a kal v'chaymer. That's Rabbi Akiva. You don't have a kal v'chaymer. There's many difficulties here. What is going on? Bichlal. What was the shaila? Why there shouldn't be chiluk gufim by behema as they are by people is unclear. That's number one. The Rishonim already bothered by that kasha. Number two, why should this chumrah have anything to do with gufan chalukas? Rabbi Yeshua is bringing a raya that separate animals are chayef. He says, I have a raya, because you see even separate dishes. I'm a chalik, the way it's prepared. So kol shekein if it's separate animals. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva says, if that's your whole raya, can knock it off, because that's me'ila. Me'ila is a chumra. What's the chumra of me'ila? And you can eat in a long time period of time in Yechayev. Why is that chumra a reason why we should say gufan chalukas and not gufan chalukas? Well, why is that? Why should that make a difference? And if you want to talk about chumras, noiser has a chumra that should knock off everything that me'ila has, and that is that noiser is chorus. Noiser has the crown chumra. Noiser has a better chumra than all the chumras. Me'ila doesn't have chorus. It's not chorus. So noiser is more chumra than me'ila. So therefore, what does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva is saying, first of all, like I said, the whole thing is shver. Because when we're dealing with guf and chalukas, it should have nothing to do with chumra or kula. It's a question of definition. L'chayre, the whole shail of our Mishnah, let's take Tosfos' approach, because that's the easiest. Tosfos has an approach. Tosfos' approach is that the reason why Rabbi Akiva had a shaila over here versus everything we had till now is because maybe gufan chalukos only works by people. And he gives a svara, Tosfos. Tosfos' svara is that by people, there's an issur in both directions. Like we had on Amud Aleph. The man is not allowed to live with the woman, and the woman is not allowed to live with the man. So the fact that the object that we're discussing has its own isser with you makes it independent. It makes it something new. It's not just another. It's not another. When you have chalev, lahavdil, it's another piece of chalev. It's another piece of chalev. The chalev is not viewed as something separate. But when we're talking about by a behemoth, when we're talking about an Adam, so Adam has a separate, every Adam is his own metzias. Every single Adam is his own metzias. So if every Adam is his own metzias because he has his own Issa, so that was Rabbi Akiva's Shaila. Okay. So I understand the Shaila. Now, if that's the Shaila, if that's the basic Shaila, so really it's just a definition question. Does guf and chalukas require that the object has an isser on you and that identifies it as something separate? That's a very logical shaila. Or, no, just the fact that it comes from another body, another entity, that's enough. Chumra and kula don't play a role here at all. So number one, we don't understand what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Rabbi Yeshua is coming and he's saying, listen, I got a raya. My raya is five different dishes. Five dishes, you chaya for each one separately. So surely five animals. Basically, Rabbi Yeshua is showing that you don't need, that the object should have some kind of isser on you. In Memela, Avada, if you have separate animals, Avada, Gevaldik. Comes Rabbi Akiva and he says, no, if your whole thing is a Kal V'chomer, I could disprove the Kal V'chomer. Because Me'ila has a Chumra that the Noiser doesn't have. What does Chumra have to do with it? That's the biggest kasha. The biggest kasha in our sugya is that L'chomer Chumra should play no role. Chumra Kula, it's a question of Guf and Chalukas. Number two, and this is really significant, is the fact that Ne'ila is not Chorus, and Noiser is Chorus. So if you want to deal with Chumra Kula, Noiser has a much bigger Chumra. It's Chorus. We're learning Maseches Krisus. Ne'ila doesn't even make it into our Masechta. So the whole thing is a plan. Now if you look at the Rambam actually uses Rabbi Akiva's father, L'maisa. I'll read you the Rambam in Perek Tes and Uchish Gogas. Perek Tes Halacha Tes says the Rambam, Tamchuyin mechalkin b'meile. You know why he says, Vaharehem keminim harbe. Ve'af al-pi, she'ein mechulokim b'chiyuvei krisis. Again, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to make an analogy. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say it's the same. Right? Just like for Me'ilah, Yechai for each one separately. For Chorus also. Says the Rambam, no. It only works by Me'ilah. Says the Rambam, you know why? Listen to this Lashon. Af al pi she'ein mechulokim b'chiyuvei krisis. Says the Rambam, you know why? Chumra yesh b'me'ilah. Because Me'ilah is a chumra. Sha'arei osu bo mahane kenene u'mitzarefes l'zman merubah. And the Rambam adds one added point. V'shliach she'osa shlichuso echayiv ha'mishaleach. If you remember, we were learning Me'ilah, normally there's a din of ein shliach l'dvar avera. By Me'ilah, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So if the shliach does what I told him, I'm moyo. So the Rambam says, because it has these chumras, he says, therefore, he says, Mashain dvorim elu b'shar yisurim. Fascinating. The Rambam uses this possible svara that Rabbi Akiva throws out as a lamaisa. And he adds another thing, he adds the shliach thing, which doesn't say, but obviously it's going to be revealing. But that's what the Rambam says. Anyway, so this makes it very, very difficult. Very difficult to understand what's going on. Additionally, I have a very basic question. L'chayr, if somebody would eat 10 kazesim of chalev that came from 10 different animals, behelamachas, does anybody hold you chayev? 10? I'm asking you a shayla. Is it anywhere? Does anybody hold? If you ate, again, we're full, the Masecht is full of that, right? If you had a bunch of kazesim of chalev, we always say your potter, right? Does it make a difference how many animals it came from? So I'll show you what Tosfos Rid, that the Chazon Ish brings here, that Taka seems to learn it does make a difference. Strange. He says, if you pull it off mechayim, if you pull the chalev off the animal while it's alive, which wouldn't be poshut, then maybe you'd be chayev. But even the Tosfos Rid agrees that if you go to the store and you buy 10 packages of chalev that came from 10 different animals from 10 different countries and you ate it and one forgetting, you're not chayev separate chatoyos. So what's Rabbi Yeshua's kal v'chomer? Why does Rabbi Akiva have to go and say, well, I have maybe a shayla against your kal v'chomer because Mila has a certain chomer? Rabbi Akiva should tell Rabbi Yeshua, what's your kal v'chomer b'chalal? You're learning hey tam chuyin from hey, you're saying, learning hey behemis from hey tam chuyin. You're saying if hey tam chuyin is chayiv, surely you hey behemis. It's not even true. You, Rabbi Yeshua, agree that if a guy would have 5 kazesim of chalev from 5 different animals from 5 countries, in one forgetting, he's only chayiv 1 chatas. So you see that tamchuyin are more mechalak than gufim. Because fundamentally, that's what we're dealing with here. What's more of a mechalak? And Rabbi Yeshua is saying, I have a kal v'chomer. If a tamchuy is mechalak, if the tamchuyin, the way it's prepared, could make it separate, so surely if it's from a different animal. But I'm proving to you that's not the case. Because Rabbi Yeshua himself would agree that if you had 5 pieces of chalev from 5 animals, you'd only be chayiv 1 chatas. Except this case, if you look at the Chazon Ish that we brought down here, he brings down the Tosfos Rid. Dimochal evam anachai mi beis behemes. If you look at the Chazon Ish, oy torash chalev oy shosa damakozem mi beis behemes chayiv shtayim. The mikri gufan chalukim, but even Tosfos Rid, which needs a lot of clarity, but the Tosfos Rid says the kivon shenifreshu mi behema b'chiyusa, since they were pulled off while the animal's alive, chashiva gufa lechalik. It's called gufan chalukas. Va'pizer rotzli yashiv va'hidu seif perikid anosh. Fine, and he says va'adovo tumua. Says the Chazon Ish. The behemah shchutas loy mekin gufon chalukin. אף שזה בו מבעל החי אחרס וזה מהאחרס, what's the difference? What's the difference if you pulled it off while the animal was alive or you didn't pull it off while the animal was alive? That's the Chazon Ish. It shouldn't make a difference. That's what Chazon Ish is trying to say. But the bottom line is, I'm telling you, that less mandapolik, the Tosfos Rid has this chiddush, that if you pull off the chalav while it's alive, it may make a difference. But less mandapolik, everybody agrees. Stam, if you have chalav from five different animals, and you eat it behel amachas, you only chayev one. So that should be the biggest disproof to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is making a kavu chaymel from tamchuyim to guf and chalukas. Here you see, it's not true. Because you see guf and chalukas by chalav, or by anything, by dam, by, doesn't make a difference. Oh, tamchuyim! But Rabbi Yeshua came in our Mishnah and he's trying to say, listen, five behemoths is a kol shekain from five tamchuyim. So I'm saying it's not true. It's not true from you yourself. Because you, Rabbi Yeshua, yourself hold that five tamchuyim is better than five behemoths. For Haraya, you hold if you have five pieces of chalav that were prepared differently from one animal. You chayev five chatoyes. Yet if you take five kazesim of chalav from five animals that were prepared the same.
He holds by not kutchim that you be chayev five
chatoyes. Yeah, vada. We had that on Yud Beis. If the Olam remembers, we had on Daf Yud Beis. When the Gemara said, Ahavamina, Ochal Chelev, Achelev, it says, Yechayev. So the Gemara said, what's the Chiddush? If you remember, the Gemara said, the Chiddush is, you ate it with Tamchuyin Chalukas. You had a half a Kazayas Chelev that was prepared one way, you had a half a Kazayas that was prepared another way. The Gemara says, since Rabbi Yeshua holds Lechumra, you'd be Chayev to Chatois. Maybe Lekula, they're not Mitztaf. Kamash one that they are on, that's your base. So he says it all over, not by Kachim. All over. Rabbi Yeshua always holds Tamchuyin Chalukas. So if Yeshua holds Tamchuyin Chalukas, and yet he himself doesn't hold Guf and Chalukas. I understand, but the bottom line is that Rabbi Kiva's Shaila, that's why I said we got to go back to Rabbi Kiva's Shaila. Rabbi Kiva's Shaila is that maybe by animals we don't say the concept of Guf and Chalukas. That was the question at hand. Rabbi Yeshua came and he said, well, animals do have guf and chalukas. And I'll prove it to you. Because even tamchuyin make it into guf and chalukas. Surely guf and chalukas make it to guf and chalukas.
At least in the case of Hezok,
not at least, because that was the shaila again, the shaila of Rabbi Kiva wasn't because of Hezvachim. That's what Hezvachim explained to us. The shaila of Rabbi Kiva was by behemoth, since it's not muzer on you, it doesn't make a difference if the isra that I'm doing is noisa, or the isra I'm doing is chalev, or whatever, or the isra is shchut echutz. I'm eating from an animal that's also for me to eat, bekoros, but it doesn't have an isra on me. Do we say guf and chalukas? So Yeshua comes, he says, zicha, you see, tamchuyin amachalik, kol shekein guf and amachalikim. So, but I'm telling you, but Rabbi Yeshua, like I said, we have the difficulty with the whole Chumra Kula business of Rabbi Kiva. But now I'm saying differently. Rabbi Kiva should have just knocked him off by saying, Rabbi Yeshua, you agree yourself that five animals is not Guf and Chalukas. Now, if Adar David is right, that you could say there's a chiluk between Stam five animals and Kutchim, I'm not debating that. But I'm just saying, we're looking for proof. We're not looking for possible definition differences. We're looking for proof. Rabbi Yeshua is trying to bring a proof. He says, I have a proof. So Rabbi Kiva flies up the roof on that with a pircha that l'chor is not a pircha. Mahana kenene. Why does Rabbi Kiva tell Rabbi Yeshua? Stam, you have no raya. Because tamchui is better than guf and chalukas. Baichun. Let's go baichun. It's better. So you see, tamchui has the ability to separate even where the behemoth doesn't have ability to separate. So now what's your kal v'chomer? You have no kal v'chomer. Now, could you go and argue and say, well, maybe five zvachim is the, maybe. But the whole raya is gone.
Then Rabbi Yeshua is talking about something different.
Exactly. The bottom line is Rabbi Akiva has a simple disproof to Rabbi Yeshua from his own shita. I'm sorry, but I have to give another shir, so I'm ending a drop early. Obviously, we're going to have to continue next week. כן, היום, היום אני אעבור על זה וגם כן אני אמצא אברכים. I really
feel uninvited now. It's a KAJ 630 Dominique 720, but I really